1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's economy is ending the year in good shape. The state's unemployment rate is 3.3%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a record 3 million people were working in Wisconsin at the end of November. The Journal Sentinel reports that the biggest problem with Wisconsin's economy is not enough workers to fill job openings. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of 5 died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
Packers sink the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers ring in the new year with a 33-10 win over the Vikings. Jordan Love throws for 3 touchdowns, quarterback rating of 125.3, getting contributions from nearly everyone on offense.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was out there executing. We were moving the ball, getting into a rhythm. The run game was really great tonight, at a high level tonight.
Aaron Jones began with short runs up the middle, then bounced one outside for 19 yards.
Hey, I'm just running what's called. I don't know what they're setting up, but as soon as we ran it, I came off the to the sideline, like, great call. There was nobody over there. So
the Packers stay alive with a shot at the playoffs if they can beat the Bears next week. 3:25 Sunday afternoon at Lambeau Field. At 7-9, the Viking ship is nearly sunk. Head coach Kevin O'Connell.
Green Bay had some success on offense to obtain possession of the football, but this is going to be one that, you know, we've really got to take a long look at. I'm going to be, you know, the first one out in front of this thing fighting to make sure we don't have any more performances like that.
That's Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny here on New Year's Day. We'll get to a high of 31 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be clear, becoming breezy overnight, 25 the low, the wind gusting to 25 out of the southwest. Tomorrow breezy in the morning, mostly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, welcome to 2024. Happy New Year from Mino and the Mayor on WGBW and WISS. It's Todd, the producer of the Mino and the Mayor radio show. Of course, the guys have the morning off. However, looking ahead to 2024, and in the last several weeks, the guys have really been focusing on personal health, healthier journeys, right? Especially for people in their age group, my age group as well. We're always talking about how can we live healthier, doing it simply, but making our lives better. And they've had a slew of great guests on their show to talk about that health journey. And sometimes it's health experts like Spencer Melberg, who is working with the mayor right now as a personal trainer. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who's in very often to talk about health over the holidays, talked about like getting through the holidays and being healthy. But also folks on the show talking about very inspirational stories about things that they've done. We're going to talk about tandem bike riders that have traveled the United States. We're going to get to that a little bit later on. And we've got a gentleman who's in a wheelchair, but still is in top form and a winner of awards. We'll get to that as well. We're going to call this Let's Get Physical, like the Olivia Newton-John song. And we're going to share some past interviews with these great people. One of our favorites of all time, and we're lucky that she joins us very, very often. Dr. Kristen Lyerly was on the program not that long ago. And it's part of our Let's Get Physical New Year's special on the Mino and the Mayor show.
Am I right or am I right? She looks exactly like Bailey from WKRP. You got her glasses exactly, her hair exactly. Did you get that from other people besides us?
No, just you.
Just us. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Well, we know what we're doing.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We do? So do you want to talk more about your trainer and with the doctor
here?
Yeah.
Like, I can be your Spencer. He's not here.
Yes.
He's not here for you right now. But I am. And John?
Yeah, I'm
bonus,
here too. Yeah.
I'm here for you too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's move
this discussion over to the middle here.
Do you know
John.
That your heart health is directly related to the important things like erectile dysfunction? It's all about your blood vessels.
Okay, how about that Packer game last night? Did you see
wow.
that?
Yeah, family show. You guys scolded me for like almost saying a bad word yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, doctor.
Yeah, thank you.
And,
thank
my pleasure. And if you want to talk about women's health, I've got plenty of those topics.
Yeah.
I think we're going to talk about the holidays coming
the
up.
Right.
No, I know, right? We're going to talk about how to stay healthy.
You know I'm really squeamish, right?
Yeah, I do. Okay. That's why
you're
I said
doing
it.
On purpose.
But it's true.
Yes.
It's true.
Okay.
Actually, you know, Viagra was initially developed as a blood pressure pill.
Didn't know that either. Did you know that? Did you know
that? It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy
How's
made
your blood
a
pressure?
Fortune. Just a fortune. And what a, yeah.
Okay.
I take Viagra.
It's better.
I take Viagra.
Oh, my gosh.
For my fingers, because I have a circulation problem in my fingers called Raynaud's disease. So I take Viagra to help my fingers not have an issue.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of an expensive.
Yeah, isn't it really expensive?
Well, maybe
expensive.
It is for
isn't
you, like, Jim. I don't know where you pay for it, but for me, it's
Isn't
covered.
It like $20 a pill or something?
But not that much.
Isn't it?
Like 10 for sure.
All right. How many do you buy at a time? Get a cookie jar full?
It's not one of those things where the more you take, the bigger the effect. Oh, no. Okay.
See that jar of M&M's, Johnny? Mine are blue. I got all blue.
When we go over to visit, watch out for the blue M&M's in the dish.
Okay. Get those out of the bathroom when you guys are over.
So aren't you proud of him that he's starting a physical trainer and workout and everything?
I am, Doc, I did. We talked a little bit about my doctor, and he made the recommendations. You guys all make the same recommendations, lose weight and exercise. But he's like, look, I'm serious about this. So I want you to
Tell us what you weighed in.
No, I'm not. It's not about the weight, John.
Okay.
It's not about the weight.
Then why not say it if it's not about the weight?
Because it's not about the weight.
It's about all of him.
Todd, how do we get that out of him?
We'll tackle him at the party.
But we are going to
230. 230.
No, I was not. No, I've never been over 225.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to say 225.
that's a pretty safe bet.
Okay. Go ahead.
But when I get down to under 200, which is what I should be, and then eventually down to 170, you're going to be like, Jim, this is unbelievable.
You will never be 170 pounds.
Can I offer something?
You will never be 170 pounds.
Can I offer something? Yes. Why worry about the scale?
Yeah.
Why not just focus on healthy eating,
right. Thank
regular
you.
Activity? Yep. Strength training.
What the hell am I doing listening to Mino? Okay, yeah. Look at this guy.
Now I know I'm not going to be your chief of staff.
But no, that's part of it. Now, you brought us yoga mats. And now that we're streaming, whatever that means, people can see it. You're going to have some pointers for us. Not till January, because we got baby steps, right? We're going to talk about today is getting through the holidays and trying to maintain your health. Because it's tough right now. I have this party coming up.
Really? I didn't know anything
about
it. Yeah,
well, I was just out.
This is awkward. Why would you not invite her? She's a regular on our show.
Yeah,
she works for Civic Media. Why would you not invite Doctor?
Is
it because of her boyfriend? Is he scary?
No, no, I like him.
I got invited to the Civic Media Christmas party.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not his Christmas party.
No.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
But this is the local. This is a party of co-workers for me and my wife. I'm sorry.
Dr. Kristen's not a coworker.
No, I'm trying to.
Wow, thanks for being here.
It also ends a little early for me. My parties start after 8:30.
Okay, so
I know Todd and I were talking about, it's the only party where it's got a total deadline, like not a minute over 8:30.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Didn't I say 8?
Or is it 8?
8 for John.
Is it 8?
8:30 for everybody else.
You're 30 minutes over already, John. That's why I put it on there.
I could see that.
8:30 is kind of a peculiar time.
Yeah, it is. It is.
8:15.
8 o'clock. 8:15. Wow. So he's now, all of a sudden, he has one workout day with this guy. Now he's like, maybe I should have all healthy food at the Christmas party.
Yeah. What would you suggest for a Christmas party? I did go get Johnny likes vodka, so I went and got up with that Greg. It wasn't... Yeah, I went and got him some vodka yesterday, but I got wine, you know, red and white wine, Spotted Cow, because I think people like that. Mm-hmm. And then probably going to serve some after-dinner drinks with ice cream and cream de menthe I will. Matter of fact, I am going to do that. So
is this really the segue you went to from you're only serving healthy food?
Yes.
And then you went to ice cream drinks and vodka?
Yes. Yes. But he's had to mention like six times, I bought you vodka. I said Costco, there's a huge bottle of vodka for Mino. It's like, really? No one else is going to have an adult beverage?
I've got a couple ideas.
John drinks his vodka out of a very small bottle that's tucked into his jacket.
Absolutely.
Yes. He can have
absolutely. Half pint. Are you okay? I would say this, Jim, truthfully. Forget about healthy eating for one night. It's Christmas.
It's like cheat night, is that what that one lady called
it? Yeah, cheat night.
Cheat night.
Yes.
That's not what... Is that what cheat night means to you, John?
Wow!
Eating? Okay, I just asking.
Todd, what's up with him? You put him on camera and all of a sudden he's,
It started yesterday.
Henny Youngman.
It started yesterday.
All right, let's talk about... Look, I'm not the only one hosting a Christmas party. Matter of fact, I have one on Friday, too, with mm-hmm. my friends and family, which is going to be... And I bring
what time's that one shutting down?
But I
brunch.
Do.
But
I do.
Sorry, kids. Daddy's got to go to sleep.
Well, that one might be a little later because I don't have to work Saturday morning. The only thing I can do is meet you, and we have to go to the Civic Media Christmas party. Are you going to that down in Madison?
I'm not. Oh. I have a rum tasting with our friend Heather Heil.
Oh, nice.
Mm. A what? Fun.
A rum tasting.
Is there different types of rum? You mean type of?
Oh my gosh!
Oh,
we need to have Heather's partner, Danny.
I don't think
Danny
I've ever tasted rum. I've
Danny
never had rum.
Will teach us all about rum.
Bring him in.
Okay.
Danny? Is that Captain Morgan? Is Captain Morgan rum?
It is, but there are okay. so many different kinds okay. of it. You know how like there are different kinds of tequila?
Yeah.
But then they just
rum is even more.
What do you drink rum with, though? Coke. So
Coke, I guess.
Who cares?
Coke?
No, you guys, you drink it by itself or like on the rocks, or you can mix it with things. You can make an old-fashioned out of rum. You can do tons of stuff
with I have a bottle
rum.
Of Bacardi. I was looking, taking my inventory.
That's what people usually think of when they think of rum.
Right.
But there are like sweet rums and, you know, thick
you
rums.
Know, you know
and...
why I have that? No one drinks that?
John Minor.
it is a little bit of Joe Gianni.
Oh, okay. Italian. I've never had a rum drink.
Yeah. Really?
No, I don't think I've ever had a rum.
Yeah,
drink.
I don't like the taste of rum.
Oh, you would be surprised.
No, I'm not surprised because I know.
No. I mean, you would be surprised at what different rums. You might not like Bacardi, but you
right.
might like one of these other more exotic things.
Rum and gin are two things I don't care much for.
Mm. Well, gin is.
You like gin? To me, it tastes like pine needles and a, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
I okay. drink that. All scotch, right. gin. Those are.
Actually, I'm not a big scotch person either.
My dad,
I know, right? I'm not. I'm like not this. I'm
my
not
dad
cool.
drank a lot of gin.
Did he?
Yeah, he liked gin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. But rum, isn't there smoked rum? Isn't there like a? Tell me about the different kinds of rum. I know that's.
I am
there's
not
a, whole
a rum
plethora.
Expert.
Oh.
All I know about rum is what I have learned from Danny.
And it's a rum.
Who's Danny?
Heather's partner.
The guy oh, Danny from, Mock.
Yeah. Danny Mock.
Oh, Danny's a
Our
great
Danny.
Friend of mine. Oh, I didn't know he was a aficionado
so
of that.
Oh my God.
Oh, we gotta get Danny on here.
A rum
yes.
not tasting party.
Yes.
Wow.
This is a Danny thing. Danny has been wanting to do this, so Heather, being the organizer that she is putting together this rum.
Because there's wine tasting.
A little, we're not invited to that
no,
one.
No, that's why.
Kind of a.
That's why.
Okay. Feels bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does hurt.
It hurts. Anyway, tell us about what we can do to have a healthy holiday season. Really, Doc, just a few high points.
You know, you were talking about your party, and
yes.
is that cheat night? Well, how about that day? You don't eat a lot of food because you are ramping up for that evening. So maybe that day you really focus on a healthy breakfast, maybe some yogurt, some fruit, so that when you get to the party, you have conserved your total day's worth of calories and you've got calories to
right.
burn.
That I like that.
Because
mm-hmm. today,
strategy.
To not eat, I wore it. No, I had spaghetti on my pants this morning, which is weird. Anyway, all right. So
are
that's
you going to change before you
I am. I'm leaving,
teach class?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
Or other people might want to eat, you know, all day and not eat at the party. You don't have to eat a ton of food just because
oh,
it's
no,
there.
That would hurt my feelings. I'm kind of, no, I'm spending some time. No, I want people to eat at my party.
Okay, I guess this question, because I'm kind of a carbs guy. Okay, so what I did, I bought carbless bread. Okay.
How does it taste?
It's that okay.
sounds terrible.
No, it's good.
Is it that wrap?
No, it's regular bread. It's got, here's the deal. So it's got 16 grams of carbs in it. But it's got 16 grams of fiber. So you subtract the fiber from the carbs.
What?
Yeah.
That's not carbless. It's
yeah,
got 16
no,
grams 16, of carbs.
John,
no,
you know why it's got 16 carbs instead of 40? Because it's so thinly sliced.
Well, it is thin. I will say
it
that.
It is. That's but why
no,
they do it. That's the same kind of bread. You're just
No, it's not.
That's a marketing gimmick.
Okay. So anyway, so I'm eating that with turkey and mustard. So it's basically no carbs. So I mean like no carbs.
No, they're carbs.
They're carbs.
No,
you got two slices of bread.
You
so that's
said
32.
I'm using one slice of bread and I just fold it over. Okay. And you can look this up. The same number of fiber grams versus the carbohydrate grams, they cancel each other out.
No.
No.
Yeah, they do.
How about this?
Todd, help me.
How about a big piece of lettuce with turkey and mustard?
And no
roll
bread.
It up.
Right.
No
you
bread.
Know what? I've tried that. I can never get them to stay together. Like, to roll them up with the lettuce, I can never get those right.
Put a toothpick in there.
You could crunch up the lettuce and put the stuff on top of it, and some people call that a salad.
Well, thank you for being here with us, Doctor.
Hey,
more with Dr. Kristen Lierley next on Let's Get Physical, the New Year's Day special of the Mino and the Mayor Show. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my...
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor and the New Year special we're calling Let's Get Physical. John and Jim wish you all a very happy 2024. And in 2023, they spent a lot of time talking about health in general. And we've got some great guests that we're resharing with you this morning on this special. One of the guests that's been on quite often, her name is Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and she's on often because she always brings not only a lot of great health information to the show, but also can have fun with the guys. And that's really important on the show each and every morning. So let's get back to that conversation that they were having with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And she was just saying how cutting carbs may not be the best diet for John.
She just killed my dreams and aspirations of going carbless.
That's right. But we're going to talk about, besides the intake, we're going to talk about exercise through the holidays.
Why do I feel like this is an intervention? I'm in the middle of this. Why do I feel
your
this?
Your wife's going to show up. Your kids are going to show up. Dad, John, we love you. Yes. However.
Good text. I love how John is telling an actual doctor to look it up.
You're not the only one.
So the exercise part, and we're going to do that in January because you brought us yoga mats. We'll get the cameras going, and Johnny and I will be ready by that. But I was saying that if we're going to exercise on air, does anybody remember Jack LaLanne?
Yeah,
wasn't that his name?
Yep. Yeah.
No, not
yeah.
Jack LaLanne. The guy.
Richard Simmons.
No. That guy's a little weird. Who was the guy? John Bartman. He did the local. You'd turn him on Channel 2. And
no.
Todd, do you remember that?
No, sir.
No. I've been mm-hmm. in TV here for 40 years. I've never heard that name.
Yep. You missed him, John. He would go to the YMCA and his little white T-shirt and
what's
he would
his
exercise.
Name?
John, I think it's John. I think it was Bartman.
When you say Bartman, the only thing Bartman I think of is a guy for the Cubs. Remember years ago he got in the way of that foul ball and Cubs fans hated him forever? Remember that?
No.
You don't remember? How do you not remember that?
John, hey, Todd, am I
Todd,
right?
Do you remember that?
I'm not seeing anything about John Bartman in here.
So you think it was on Channel 2, WBAY?
Yeah. No. Exercise show. Local no. exercise
no.
show.
No. There was no local exercise show.
Yeah, there was.
No, there wasn't.
Guys.
Okay.
Well, there's space then. There's space for a local exercise show, and
there
that's
you go.
Us.
And that's going to be us.
Yes. And here's how we're going to warm up. You're going to roll out your yoga mat.
Okay.
And you're going to lay on it for a little while.
Okay.
Just like baby
there,
steps.
I can
we're
do
okay
that.
With that.
So we were talking
what do
about.
Do you got anybody verify that there was a guy named John Bartman who did a local exercise show?
Somebody said Steve Bartman.
Well, that was Steve Bartman. That was the Cubs guy.
Okay.
Steve Bartman was the Cubs guy.
That caught, what did he do?
He got in the way of a foul ball that the guy for the Cubs would have caught. Okay. And then the next guy like got a base hit, and the Cubs ended up losing, and they all blamed him. He had gone to hiding.
I do remember that. That was bad, yes.
He had gone to hiding.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
really?
For years and years and years, he had gone to hiding.
Yeah.
There were death threats against him like you can't believe.
Cowboy mm-hmm. Dave says that he remembers somebody being on TV doing that.
Uh-huh. You guys, I am right on this. I will tell you that. I am right on this.
Now, I trust Cowboy Dave, but I don't think, I don't.
But,
how,
I but
mean,
I don't trust
what year
you.
Are you talking about?
Oh, man, I don't know.
I've been here since 1984.
Was it black and white or color?
Oh, 1968.
I'm thinking I was
so
eight,
you're a little
nine.
Kid.
Yeah, a little kid. That would be on TV.
Oh.
It was black and white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just.
Did you grow up with a color TV set?
Both.
But black, white, and color?
Well,
we had like a black and white in the kitchen
okay.
and the color in the living room.
There you go.
Never had a color TV growing up.
Yeah, that's
what?
Sad. That's kind of sad.
we're talking about
Jack LaLanne, too. And I was right about it. I told you when he died. He died on January 23rd.
So you lost your big
I lost my big
network
interview
appearance
ABC,
on ABC News.
That was the same day that the Packers beat the Bears in Chicago.
There you go.
I remember that because
did you watch that game last night? Yeah, I know.
I was at the school board meeting in De Pere, but I got the second half.
The flags? Or what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, we talked about flags. There was like
on the school board
thing. No, just a bunch of people came to support our school board leaders.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was conflict, and we resolved it. It was a beautiful thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
We got this. The mayor is right. Bartman had an exercise show in the 1960s on TV, too.
That is awesome. Thank you. Okay, now that makes up for all those silly movies nobody ever watched.
What is this, Wikipedia? Like, somebody texted it in.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so.
So there you go.
All right.
So what do you do in the winter, Dix? I know you bike a lot in the summer. What do you do in the winter? You bike? Oh, the fat tires?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I want to get one of those.
They're so much fun. I would love that. Bouncy.
You kind of have one.
What do you mean?
I just go ahead.
Get a fat tire? But I'm Chang.
Again. When did Henny Youngman walk through the door?
She got it. She's
take my wife, please. It's like, wow.
No, you know, I bike when I can. I have a goal of biking in every month. So, like, I try to get out in December and January when I can, but I don't go out when it's crazy. You know, there are people who do, but not me.
Well,
I focus on strength training in the winter.
Weightlifting?
Not really. Like, okay. Pilates. Ah. Yoga. Yeah, I've got like a gym in my house, so I'll do, you know, like lunges that Jim can't do.
Oh, yeah, he can't do those. Yeah. Okay, I will say this. So, you know what's disappointing or discouraging almost is when, like, you go for a half-hour run or something, right? How few calories you really burn up.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? What are you laughing about?
He says it like he does it. You know what kind of bugs me is you go for a half-hour run. When's the last time you did a half-hour run? Like high school?
Saturday.
Okay.
I got an artificial hip, Jim.
But Doc, what about that? Is it the intake or is it the output that makes you lose weight?
It's both, obviously, but the intake, like your food, is what actually will help you lose weight.
Right.
You
need to do the exercise. It's much heavier, like 80% is the, or 70. My doctor told me that. He goes, look, you can, and he was giving me the calorie thing. You could exercise for maybe a half hour, but, you know, one Big Mac would offset all of that. So
exactly.
He said, really, you've really got to watch what's on the plate and what's going in. So anyway,
it's really true.
But we will have our cheat day on Thursday at the party, but then Friday we're all in.
But I will say this, though. So with the people that do exercise, it seems like I know a lot of them who did, you know, really successfully exercise and lost their weight and everything like that. And they said once you do start seeing the results, you'd be surprised at how it almost is a fix where you get so, and some people take it too far, but they learn to eat better because they exercise because then they realize, you know, the exercise won't be so hard if I lose a few more. So it's almost like you got to hit that little nirvana, that certain thing where the exercise is paying off and you couple that with cutting back. Cause I'll be honest, when I used to exercise a lot and I used to run, like 60 minutes. I'd run like 6 miles.
Is the camera capturing Jim's eye rolls over here?
I used to run 6 miles, Jim. Okay. But then I would eat horrible. You know what I mean?
Sometimes people exercise and it makes them want to eat more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That blows your theory. You just said that if you exercise.
I'm just saying me personally, never got into that happy place the way some people. And that's why I was always so frustrated. It's like I just ran 6 miles. And I didn't lose any weight.
Yeah. What were you eating, though? Big Macs?
Everything. Big Macs, bacon on the cheeseburgers,
but
fries.
Not so good.
But you think about it, those people who do all that exercising and don't eat, are they really happy?
That is a good point.
Right? I don't know. I think you're right. I know we're happy.
All right. Well, you guys had a quick break. Mono the Bear, back after this.
Once again, big thank you to Kristen Lyerly for being a great guest on the show so often. We love having her on because not only does she look like Bailey from WKRP in Cincinnati, but she always has lots of great information, and she always is a lot of fun as well. So, Dr. Kristen, thank you so much. It's all about being physical for the new year, and we have a great story coming up. Tracy and Peter Flukey were on the show a few weeks ago. They have ridden their tandem bike cross country, written books about their experience, and they came on to share it with Jim and John. It's a great interview, and most of it is on the way next, right here on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Let's Get Physical for 2024. Hang on. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck off the west coast of Japan. That's led to tsunami warnings and evacuation orders, as heard on the national broadcaster NHK.
Tsunami had been breaching the Japan seacoast. Tsunami will repeatedly hit the coast and may become higher. People in those areas must evacuate immediately.
So far, there have been no reported tsunami waves, but authorities say there have also not been reports of injuries or deaths from the earthquake, which cut power to over 30,000 households. New Year's celebrations across the world took place under tighter security in light of the Israel-Hamas war, and the new year means new laws. In California, a law is allowed to take effect that bans people from carrying guns in most public places. There is an ongoing legal challenge. And the jackpot for tonight's Powerball is worth an estimated $810 million. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for Republican lawmakers are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider its ruling that the state's legislative maps are unconstitutional. The Republicans argue the court's January 12th deadline for proposing new maps is rushed. Boundaries need to be in place by March 15th for next fall's state house races. Smart toys are popular holiday gifts, but they may be recording conversations or collecting personal information or tracking where you are.
They have microphones or cameras, or they connect to an app, or they're Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth. They have geolocators, which is a whole thing. So parents really need to ask a lot of questions when it comes to these smart toys.
Teresa Murray is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny here on New Year's Day. We'll get to a high of 31 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be clear, becoming breezy overnight, 25 the low, the wind gusting to 25 out of the southwest. Tomorrow breezy in the morning, mostly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Ho, 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 I need a window.
Maybe it's cold outside.
So where do I go? Ho,
come on,
ho.
Santa. Go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Put no money down, no payment, and no interest for up to 18 months.
Pella now, pay later.
That's right, Santa. Plus, our elves install year-round and in as little as one day. Offer ends December 31st. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hour number two of the Let's Get Physical special with Mino and the Mayor. We've had great guests on all year long. A lot of times we talk about health and great stories based on health. Tracy and Peter Flukey now on the show talking about riding a tandem bike across the country.
How you guys doing? It's so good to see you. It's been years since I saw you guys.
Yeah,
since
I think last time I saw you, well, I didn't see you. I just wanted to make sure
I saw your back.
Lose you off the back of the tandem.
Yeah, we were riding the tandem together.
Yeah.
These two people did something that's extraordinary. Teresa and Peter Flukey went coast to coast on a tandem bike. How long did that take you guys?
Well, which time?
Which time?
We've actually done it three times now. So,
but I remember the first time.
Yep.
That's when I was with NBC 26 and we were doing things, right?
Yep.
Okay.
It was, what did we do? Yeah, it was
2014.
Yeah, and it was 72 days, and it was 4,362 miles, but who's counting?
You know what I still remember about reading your first book was, you guys would come up to an area, and maybe now, with GPS, and it's like, okay, the road's closed, or it's so narrow that trucks are going to be like 18-wheelers 18 inches away, right?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, there was lots of crazy stuff. I mean, rural Michigan, right?
I know rural Michigan.
I was worried about navigating through there, but it turned out it was pretty easy because there's one paved road. So that's what you're following until the sign says bridge out. And then you have no cell service, you have no map, and you have to figure out how to get around the bridge.
Right? Unbelievable. Once again, Tracy and Peter Flukey joining us. Unbelievable tandem bikers, cross country, and good friends of yours, right, Joe?
Yes. Well, real Tracy more because of political. She's done so much for the village of Alloway and Parks Department at Schwabenon, and now you're an elected official, right?
At Schwabenon.
Yep. Right. We just ran into each other at an event for the community shelter, and thanks for all you're doing. And this is really some interesting stuff. I'm one of many people who've been in every state, and I think they're all great, right? Did you find a favorite? People always ask, and do you?
Yeah, people ask that all the time, and it's so hard to pick. And
isn't
you know,
it? They're all great, aren't
exactly.
they?
Exactly, they're all different.
Johnny's heard this so many times, but I've traveled with my kids a lot, and they're always like, Dad, what's the best city? You know, and I'm like, honey, just ask the mayor, you know? Because every city has the biggest, the best, the oldest, and they're all great, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We always talk about that. It's like from the simplicity of biking through Montana, where all you see is corn and wheat, to, you know, coming into a big city, coming into Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're all so different and so unique, and they're just fun. They're fun to explore and just experience, and each is different.
I don't know if people realize this, because my son really does, because he lived in Europe for a while and everything, and it was so great, because one day he'd be in Austria, and he hops on a train, now he's in Germany, now he's in the Czech Republic. He just loves it. It's great. You have to drive cross country, because I used to live in Arizona and drive back and forth to Michigan and everything. How big this country is. This country is beyond belief big, and you don't realize until you get in a car or a bike or something like and just drive it versus other places in the world. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, I mean, we literally start looking at states in terms of how many days is it going to take to get across. I mean, I think it took us 2 weeks to bike across Montana, Arizona, New Mexico, those kinds of things. And it was fun when we set up our books because it's reflected in that. You get a little sense of the size of the country based on the size of the states. You start getting to the East Coast and the states are popping off pretty quick, but it's like, dang, they're still in Montana? How long is this going to last?
And I think what he said is it's a big state when you drive. I can only imagine it when you bike it.
Yes.
I mean, the United States, but and long states too. Illinois, that takes forever. But I just want to get back to some of the highlights. You know, I love traveling like you do. I mean, is there a couple experiences that stood out in the Midwest versus the East Coast? I mean, they say one of the friendliest places is Cincinnati. I don't know if that's true. That was a survey that was done years and years ago, and that maybe sometimes the East Coast isn't as friendly, but I don't know. I think that's all in how you approach people. But what have your experiences been with the people side of your travel?
You know, after our first trip, I said to Peter, people are so kind. No one ever did anything mean to us, or we had no problems with people. If anything, they wanted to be part of our journey. So we'd be stopping at a restaurant and they'd pay for our lunch, or we'd be getting on a ferry and they'd pay for our ferry fee. And they just wanted to be part of it and help us along our way. So we had multiple on all of our trips, what we called acts of kindness. Yeah. People are very kind throughout the United States.
I just think we can all learn from your experience, but you're also two very kind people, too. And I think the way you approach people, I think that's really true. And
that doesn't surprise me that you say that, because some people, you know, they'll travel and they'll say, you know, man, people are jerks. It's like, yeah, you should take out a mirror. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just think it's great the way you've traveled. So 4,600 miles. I mean, that's incredible. Did you see both oceans then, or what was the defining point on?
So the tradition is that you start with your back wheel in one ocean, and then you put your front wheel in the next ocean. Yeah. So that works great. But then the following year, we did the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
Well, you're only going to get one ocean, so what do you do? Well, what you do is you start in Green Bay, and to go south, you go first up north to International Falls and get all kinds of grief from your friends.
When I lived in northern Minnesota, I actually took a picture right there at the little creek that starts the Mississippi River, right?
Yeah, you can walk across it.
And then you follow it all the way down as it just gets larger and larger, and the river draws communities, right? So then you have all these amazing experiences. And then the one that we did last, or the longest, or the last long trip, was Route 66. And that had to do more with the history, right? So yeah. 1926, somebody said to us that you riding your bicycle in this day and age is much more what it would have been like to drive a car back in 1926.
Right.
Limited resources, gas stations, all those things that we needed, they were scraping to find back then also.
You must have learned so much about the history, though. Like, you talk about, obviously, you know, communities set up along what was navigable, right, along the waterfront. Exactly. But, I mean, that Route 66, that becomes a thing for a lot of people like our age. And tell me about that trip.
It does. I mean, we grew up kind of with this drumbeat, of Route 66.
Little movies.
Well, yeah. TV show.
Right.
Oh, remember the TV show?
And the song.
Oh, man, absolutely. Right. Yep. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Well, and then, you know, our grandparents would have been of that generation where they were the first ones to be able to actually drive, right, all the way across the country. So you get their stories. My grandfather tells a story about having to fix an axle in his Model A in some farmer's garage, because we take it for granted now that you just call the record and they take you to the nearest garage. That's not a thing, right?
Right.
Which is very similar to what it's like to break a rear derailleur cable on your bike in the mountains in New Mexico. Just saying.
Okay, you just said something that just inspired me. You just inspired the mayor and I. You just changed our lives.
It educated us, John.
No, it just changed our lives. Because you know what? We're going to listen to me, Jim.
Okay, let me
listen
hear this.
To me. Let me take control for once.
Got to take it. Cheers.
We're getting a tandem bike.
Oh, my God, John.
We're getting a tandem bike.
We have one you can use.
Todd?
Let me know what it costs. We'll get the company to pay for it.
So. Okay.
For what? To look at?
Did you hear how many calories they burned?
This morning. But on their trip. Peter was talking about. So our guests rode cross country a couple times on a tandem bike, which I really want to get as we get. I want to talk about the relationship being that close to your loved one.
We're getting a tandem bike.
No,
he burned 5,000 to 7,000 calories a day, Jim.
I would. Julie said we'd have to be close to each other to do that all day. This two hours.
I'll be in front.
You don't have to look at each other, though, if you do it right. Right?
Yeah.
But Tracy's 6 inches away, but I can't see her.
All right.
She can see is my backside.
You biked down here this morning. You live in Ashwaubenon, and so you already burned, 400 calories, you said?
Yeah. 200, 300 somewhere in
there. Okay. And how many did you burn a day about? I mean, you guys are both in great shape, and I'm...
Yeah. If we're just hanging around doing normal everyday stuff, probably 2,500. But when we start training, that'll ramp up to 3 to 4. And when I'm actually on the bike in a bike tour, it's 5 to 7,000 calories a day. I actually have to supercharge the food that I eat because I can't get enough calories.
I want to supercharge. Could you just take a day to supercharge?
I mean, look at these guys thinking,
Jim's eyes keep getting bigger and bigger bigger.
Is that even possible, you know? I mean, this guy's going to elevate pretty
soon.
But
really, though, it's routine accommodation, right? If I'm going to the gym, I usually ride over there. It takes me 10 minutes to warm up on the exercise bike, or I can just ride over and then walk up the stairs, don't take the elevator. It's just little things.
Tell me about the communities. There's different levels of appreciating bicyclists, right? And I think Madison is a 5-star. I forgot what the rating is, but
gold, I think.
Gold,
platinum.
But that's Shavelovich or whatever. He was huge.
Yeah, Dave Cheslevich.
He was the mayor. Big biker like you, all over the country. Did a lot of stuff in Europe. Is that progressing? Are we getting better? Are we being more respectful to bikes? Because I think that's a kind of a cool sport that you're.
You know the. I think the dynamic has changed. So 30 years ago, you know, you'd get somebody in a pickup truck yelling at you, winging a beer bottle out the window. We don't see that anymore. What we're seeing, actually, I think, is the new generation coming around being very respectful, kind of like, cool, look at that old guy on a bike, right? And it's like we're just getting where we're getting. There's a lot more empathy. But what we're losing is people aren't paying as much attention. They're pushing that red light. And guess who they don't see? Us. So there is a dynamic. So a lot of what we do about putting ourselves forward, we could just go ride our bike. But we're trying to activate those neurons in people's heads that say, you need to watch out for people that are walking. You need to watch out for people that are driving. You need to watch out for people that are bicycling. We're all human beings, and it's really what the essence of a community is, right? Yeah. People being able to live their best life in the way that they need to or the way that they want to.
And when you traveled, did you travel with a pretty tight schedule, or was it, we'll get there when we get there?
You know, when you're traveling that far, you can't plan that much. You have some mornings you get up and it's like, okay, are we going 50 miles today? We usually had a 50-mile, maybe 75 and 100-mile ride planned, depending on how the day went. And then whatever you ran into that day. But you had to know where you were ending that you had somewhere to stay, that you had access maybe to food and water. So you always had to at least have that in your mind. We used great maps from Adventure Cycling Association, and they tell you what's in each community, what you can find there, whether it's camping, libraries, to get on, you know, the internet,
all
that
kind of stuff.
Did you
pretty much always camp?
On our first trip, so our first cross country, we camped about a third of the time.
Okay.
Our second and third trip, we did not camp as much. First was the heat, and there wasn't access to campgrounds either, especially on the Mississippi River. When you got further south, they equated camping to vagrancy. So
really?
Yeah. So even campgrounds, like, they would allow RVs and campers, but they did not allow tent camping in a lot of them.
Wow.
Yes.
Never would have thought that.
Were you brought in by enthusiasts like you? I mean, I would assume there was a lot of that. Because
there's got to be a little brotherhood, sister right. thing around yeah. the country,
there,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, there is. So Tracy talked about camping. So we were self-supported completely, but we would also stay in hotels, yeah. you know, from time to time. They have washing machines, which is yeah. very important when you have limited clothing. But there's also an amazing community called Warm Showers, and it's an online community for bicycle tourists.
Right.
And we host people here a lot. I never thought we'd have a lot of people coming, but because of the ferry, mm-hmm. when it ran, across Lake Michigan, we have people doing loops of Lake Michigan. We're only 40 miles away from Manitowoc, so we end up hosting people from all over the world right here at our home in Ashwaubenon. Yeah. So we get a feel for the touring thing, even when we're not on the road, and then it's a reciprocal kind of thing.
That's awesome.
And that is the community that I think people could and should, if they want to, get exposed to, because yes. I know there's a, Johnny, like a brotherhood, sisterhood, whatever the right term is, but yep. that's pretty cool that you, I figured you'd hosted people here, and that yes. must be fun just to sit around and talk about your experience.
It is, it's amazing. I mean, we've had people from all different countries that have stayed with us, and it's just fun to hear their stories and share our stories with them, and just give them a hand along their way, and we get that so much. Our first Warm Shower stay was on our first trip, and I really was kind of, when we left, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do this. I don't want to stay in a stranger's house that right. I don't yeah. know. So our first one is in Bismarck, North Dakota, was our very first Warm Shower stay, and we started in Washington State. And the couple that hosted us was phenomenal. The morning that we were supposed to be leaving their house, it was raining so hard that you couldn't see down the driveway. And our host looks at Peter and starts laughing and said, you're probably wondering what you should do now. And he goes, we have had guests stay here for a week. Don't worry about it. We have our day is busy. We're going to take off. He left the car keys on the counter with a note saying, I know you guys need to do something. Take the car and go.
Wow.
We met these people 24 hours before, and they gave us their car keys. And we kept in touch with them. We still keep in touch with them.
Nice. I bet you made
huge,
a ton
huge
of
Packer
yes.
fans. We finally yes. got him over no, for
yes.
a game.
Yes. yes. yes.
Did you guys, like, when you would go to a place like that in certain areas, did you, like if I was going down south, Mississippi, I'd go to, like, Civil War areas or things. Did you guys do any touristy type things, or was it pretty much, let's just set on down the road?
So bicycle touring is interesting yeah. because we are working, our journey or our experience is really moving all day long. It's not like you get in the car, drive someplace, and it's like, yay, now I'm at this attraction. Our attraction is all day long. The downside to it is that sometimes we'll see something cool that we want to go to, and we'll have just ridden 100 miles in 90 degree heat, and it will be 5 miles down the road. I'm like, there is no way I'm adding another 10 yeah. miles
right.
to this. So we actually have a list, and yeah. it's in our last book. There's a huge list of places that we need to go back to.
This is amazing stuff. Tracy and Peter Flukey, more with them next on Mino and the Mayor. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to this New Year's Day special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Let's get physical. We've got great guests on every day on the show. And we featured a lot of guests talking about health, our health, your health, eating healthy, exercise, mind, spirit awareness as well. And then we've got athletes that have taken health to another level, like the guests that we've had on this half hour. Tracy and Peter Flukey riding that tandem bike across country, not once, but more than once. Here's more of that interview on Mino and the Mayor.
With Tracy and Peter Flukey, great friends of mine who are so much cooler than us, Jim. Have we ever had a guest in here where we didn't say to ourselves, we're not so cool.
Some of them, we thought maybe we could go toe-to-toe. The Flukey's coming in. We knew we didn't have a chance, right?
No, that one was like we talked last week. I agree.
Okay, we are going to really
There's
look.
There's no chance on like, this one. Like but we are. I didn't know we'd feel so low.
I know.
Compared, you know what I mean?
Everything about this couple.
They had to ride their bike here.
Right, just to show, rub it in.
So much for inspiring.
Two overweight guys that we talk about being healthy, and then they show up with a tandem, great health, 4,600 miles they've ridden in the country. Tell me about some of the the weather, right? You can't really plan the weather, and I you had goals of 50, 75, sometimes up to 100 miles a day to bike. And did you ever get like a 3-day break, like the weather fog or something?
We were getting close to Glacier National Park, and we were planning to bike the Going to the Sun Road. We were about a week out, and they still had not cleared the road. They still had to clear it out. Yep. Yeah. And then we got there, and it was not open. So we had to go through the Mayor's Pass and came down the other side to East Glacier and got pinned down for 3 days in East Glacier. They got another, 3 feet of snow up in the mountains, and down where we were, it just poured for days. So, yeah, we get hung up with the weather. As long as it's not lightning and thundering, usually we'll go. But with this storm, it was so bad, we just couldn't do it.
So you need some perspective, because we don't always agree, right, on whether we should ride or not. Trace, after the first day in the rain, Tracy goes, we can ride in this, we can do it. And I said, sweetie, we're in a hostel over a bakery with Wi-Fi. Why?
Why should we leave?
Why do I think there's a part of me where he didn't say sweetie?
Yeah. Well,
I was going to say.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, but after reading your books about the angst that comes upon you.
He began in a friendly way. I'll give Peter credit for that.
That's the two married men staring at me, knowing we're outnumbered with one woman in the room. Yeah.
We know that. We
absolutely. Hey, okay, I got a text here. This is just one of my people trying to put me down. Can you ask either one of them if they had a woven basket on the front of their bikes? You guys have followed. You know that I had a basket on my bike, and I was very proud of it, because that shows that I was an athlete and an outdoorsman. When I had a basket. Do you guys have a basket type thing on yours?
We don't have a lovely woven basket like yours, unfortunately. Right. But we do carry 4 bags or panniers. 2 big ones on the back and then 2 small ones on the front. And we carry 55 pounds of gear plus our tent and everything else in that amount. But beautiful basket.
In the time we've got left, you're like the grandiose of bikers. I mean, 4,600 miles, every state, Mississippi, the east and west. Well, how about people that would like to do this more in a 2 or 3 day, just in our community? some advice or the type of bike to get? Should you get a tandem or do you?
So the first thing about the bike is the best bike for you is the one you ride. Yeah. I don't care if it's an e-bike. I don't care if it's a road bike. It's the bike that you feel comfortable with.
Right.
Now, I've got a garage full of bikes, but we're also practitioners, right? So we pick and choose. But any bike that you ride. And then it's easy. You can do a credit card tour. People will throw an extra shirt in their back pocket, literally with their credit card, and they'll just ride up to Door County, stay in a hotel for night, and ride back. Now, we have taken that farther and farther and farther so that at one point when we were doing Route 66, we had 6 gallons of water on our bike one day because we had to go 75 miles in 90-degree heat uphill with zero services. But those are the extremes, right?
Right.
And honestly, though, we'll ride down to Freedom and just have coffee, and it feels exactly the same as it does as we're on any 30-mile stretch of any tour we've ever been on. Because all we're looking for is to be out in the country, enjoy the feel of our bodies moving, and then to have a good cup of coffee and talk to whoever is at the coffee shop.
That is awesome. I mean, I get energy just hearing that. Not that I'm going to do it, but no,
you're hiding that energy very well.
No, I think that's great what he's saying. And I think people have read about you. I mean, a lot of people know about you guys, and biking is being elevated, right? I mean, yeah. Madison's done the best and Green Bay's trying, but you would encourage that it's never too late. Just jump on the bike you like and
start out slow. Very slow.
Yeah.
What we would suggest to somebody is pick a quiet day. You know, Sundays are awesome around here, Packers games notwithstanding, but do a route that you want to go. Like Tracy and I started riding a long time ago to microbreweries. Now you got to be very careful because we are not advocating drinking and biking, but if you're going to have one over a 3-hour period with lunch, I'm good with that, right? But it became the challenge of, can we ride to this place? Now we're doing it with coffee shops. So think of some place that you want to go. It's a means to an end, and then it's a win-win because you get the joy of riding on a quiet day without a lot of stress. And then as you start to ride on days with maybe a little bit more traffic or a little more difficult conditions, we rode over here in the dark today, but I know every pothole between here and Ashwaubenon.
Right.
So it was a lot safer for us relatively.
All right. Information on this, I don't know, industry you're in or this. Tell me, I want the book and then something that we could look online to get a little bit more information. Well, first, that book is awesome, by the way. But you want to?
The title of the book is, the most recent book is Bicycling Historic Route 66.
In the book you can get, and there's a lot of local retailers that carry our book in town. Badger State Brewery does, and several of the bookshops in town. You can also get it on our website, www.webike.org. And
it's on Amazon, Kindle readers.
For Kindle readers. So order it. You'll enjoy it. And you can get that book and our first book, Coast to Coast on a Tandem.
And like I've said before, and I'm not blowing smoke here, the first one that I read back when we were doing TV together, all of us, it was so like you were there. You guys are so descriptive, so... you know, down to earth. It's really good reading.
Thank you.
I think the fun thing about this is if you're a cyclist, you'll get this, right?
Yeah.
But if you're not a cyclist.
That's exactly correct.
Because that's your feeling, right? I mean, you're not planning on riding across the country, but you still got that kind of pumped up feeling.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. No question about it. But it was fun reading about the tough parts you had to overcome. I mean, that's interesting. I mean, you guys got to keep your head on a swivel and you got to be thinking 10 steps ahead.
Yes.
Fun stuff. Great.
Yep.
Admire you guys like you can't believe.
Thank you.
I really and truly do. What you've accomplished, what you've done.
Great examples.
Great. This is super. Great having you guys here.
WeBike.com.
What's that?
I said we'll get you out on the tandem. Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
WeBike.org. Come on, Jim. WeBike.org.
WeBike.org.
Yes.
Okay. You guys are awesome. Thanks for being here so much, Peter and Tracy.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right after this.
Great guests, very inspirational, great people too. Peter, Tracy, thanks for being on with us in the past year. Hopefully you're enjoying this Let's Get Physical special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Hour 2 is on the way next. From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.